Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody here. He has his fan that he will separate the various composition of the church. The fan is in his hand and he will thoroughly purge the floor. And one of the fans he uses is the wind. He allows the wind of doctrine. He allows the wind of doctrine. And this wind is blowing more within the end time message following. The wind of doctrine. Hallelujah. Any doctrine you cannot have a foundation in the Bible is going to blow you. If that thing blows you away from the Bible, you are a chaff. Ready for hell fire. Any doctrine you preach, whatever you hold on to, that has no scriptural support, that has no scriptural support, the bloody wind, it must come back. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Only those who have their root in the word will fall back to the word. How were you born again? You are born again by the incorruptible seed of the word of God. Hallelujah. He that is born of God does not commit sin, does not enjoy sin, does not wallow in sin. Why? The Bible says, because his seed remained in him. Which seed? The seed of the word you had that made you give your life to Christ. If it is the word of God you had, and not the motivational speakers that brought you to become members of their churches. Hallelujah. That word, thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against you. That word will repel sin, will keep you uncomfortable in your simple estate. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That's why he said, there must be heresies among you. In 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 19. Oh, glory be to God. He said, for there must compulsory certainty, there must be also heresies among you. That day, this is the reason why he allows it to happen, that they which are approved, may be made manifest among you. So that you know which type of fish you are. God will allow heretics among you to teach on scriptural things. There are some people in this church here, sisters, you are not wearing trousers because you are a member of this church. Not because you believe that a Christian woman should not wear trousers. You are not wearing a ring. It is because it's not because you believe it. It's because you're a member of this church. Hallelujah. There was a time, this church, when we picked up this interpretation of 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and we saw that the correct interpretation is that women should cover their hair, veil their hair, and the man, when you come to church, don't put anything on your head. Don't wear a cap. And that is not the norm with the entire message. That's not our tradition. In the entire message, they believe that the hair is the covering. And many of them still disagree with me till today. And a very close associate of ours that used to come from Port Harcourt. That was the only problem he had with me. I had been with him for over several years. He was our teacher in our former church. He's now, we've been together. Brother Moses, how are you going to this error, teaching this error? I said, no, you call it error, but I see it different in the Bible. That's what I believe. He fought me. He did all manner of things. He even wrote a book, much later, fighting me. I am in error. And one day, before he wrote that book, before he got to that stage, he stopped me. I stopped him. He visited Lagos. I was still talking about this hair covering thing. And I quickly turned and looked at him. I called his name. I'm learning not to call names now. Pray that I will continue like that, I beg. Because some of you calling names, they land person too much for necessary trouble. Praise the Lord. I called my brother's name. I said, brother, I know, sir, you started ministry before me. Even your pastoral ministry, you started 2 years before this church started. Am I answerable to you? I said, this is what I believe. Why are you disturbing me? If I'm wrong, go and pray for me. It was not funny for you to tell somebody who has been your teacher all these years and speak to him like that. The next thing he did was he started writing letters to our ministers, inciting them against me that I am in error and I'm leading them to hell. We invited him to come and preach to us in a camp meeting we held, the whole church, in Assemblies of God. He came again. I was not in the hall when he was preaching. I was attending to some other things. How many people were there? Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, those old members. He says, he came and was tearing it down that it was wrong for the women to put on scarf like that in the church. It was a major thing he took. I didn't know. As soon as the sisters went back to their hostel, the argument started. Some agree, some no agree, some agree, some no agree. That's why I remember that story. That there are some of you here, you don't believe it. You are dropping your earring, you are covering your hair because you are in Bride Assembly Church. If another wind of doctrine come now, even if Pastor Moses changes now and say, hey, all of you can paint your nails and paint your mouth. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And then use sweet mouth, convince you, and take anointing, jam them. Well, now you say, hey, I talk him. I say it. So when I had it, we were eating lunch with other visiting ministers. There were many of us around the table. And then I said, Pastor, I call his name. I said, so I invited you from Port Harcourt to come here. And what you have all the way from Port Harcourt is to come and tell women about hair covering. So you don't get anything to tell us again at that one, Pastor. I said, for your information, unless the pastor catches that revelation, you are wasting your time in that church. They will never hear you because my sheep hear my voice. And the voice of a stranger, they will not hear. You are a stranger here, oh. You are a stranger. Praise the Lord. I came again in the afternoon and teared that thing down. He was sitting down. Tear the thing down. I said, if you go to Port Harcourt, to his church, open your hair. But if you are here, cover it. This shall be the church order for this church. And let this matter never be spoken again in this church. And from that time to today, it has been a settled matter. I am not a pastor without a backbone. It's what I believe I preach. That aspect of the scripture needs no interpretation. When you try to interpret what has already been interpreted, you only be swimming in confusion. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Always remember that there are two groups of people that come to Christ. Those, the Father, or them from the foundation of the world, whose names are written in the book of life, John 6:37. He says, all the Father giveth to me shall come to me. And the second group, hallelujah, And him that on your own you also come to him, he will not reject you. He will give you the reason you came to him. And I told you recently, I said concerning healing, deliverance, miracle, signs and wonders, breakthrough, prosperity, whatever else you are looking for from Jesus. You meet Jesus, he will not give you condition before giving it to you. But when it comes to salvation, what must I do to inherit eternal life? There is condition. Before you can have eternal life, there is condition. He gave the rich young ruler condition. But he did not give the centurion man condition for the healing of his daughter. He was ready to follow him home. The blind man, Bartimaeus, he didn't give him condition. He healed him. The man at the pool of Bethesda, he didn't give him condition. He healed him. Wherever he went, he was doing good. Almighty healer, he healed the leper. When the cripples saw him, they started walking. Anywhere, my Lord was good. That is why many people are confused. That you pray, you need husband. As you open your eye, the man they propose to you does not mean you are a child of God. Since you did not go to Babalawo, you chose to come to him. You recognize him, he will give you. That is how wonderful, this Jesus is. You can't phantom his love. He's a friend of sinners. Why is he eating with the publicans? They were accusing him. Why are you eating with the publican? He's a friend of both the holy and also the sinner. He's a friend of all. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But for you to be his child, there's a condition. And there's a process you will go through. There's a process you will go through. Anybody can come and be adopted by your father. Anybody can come and live with your father. He can train him to go to school. He can feed him. He can clothe him. He can give him a room. But he knows that will never make him his son. Because before you can say you are his son, you will produce through a process before you become his son. That's the mistake many of us make. Because anytime you pray, something happens. The same thing, more dangerous with those of us who are gifted. Because we don't know that you can stand up from the laps of a prostitute and jump out, and you can still see vision. Even while you're on top of her, you can see vision. There's a difference between a servant of God and a son of God. I want you to know the different types that we have. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 14, 15, and 16. Bring another thing out. Every believer, this is who we are supposed to be. Correct? This is who we are supposed to be. He said, ye are the light. That is why this light begins to have problem now. So, even NEPA is following this sermon. Somebody shout, I am the light of the world. Even if you are not, say it. I want to bring out something. Ye are the light. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Verse 15. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Praise the Lord. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Now, listen. I want to bring out one very interesting mystery here. Amen. If Bride Assembly and any other church, one identification that you are a true church. Listen. One identification that you are a true church. A true church. Is that you are to give out a light. And it is a light of the gospel. But listen. Jesus Christ will use terminologies of farmers, sowing and reaping and fishing nets, and all those things. He used natural things to make us understand what the gospel is, what the composition of the church is. Now listen very well. If we are supposed to be giving forth light, then we can pick something from this light that is shining now. This light that is shining now, before this light will shine, there is a source of power. And there are wires that flow from that source of power to where this globe is for this light to shine. And for this light to shine, there are three wires. We have negative wire, positive wire, and neutral wire. Oh God. I am talking of the three types of Christians that will be in a true church for the light to shine. In Brand Assembly here, there are positive members, negative members, and neutral members for this light here to shine. Which wire are you? Hey! Which wire are you? You are either positive, and all positive wires are colored red, covered by the blood of Jesus. Are you a positive wire? A negative wire? Or a neutral wire? Very interesting, isn't it? Praise the Lord. If I don't expatiate, you know it better now. Positive wire are those who are contributing positively to the growth of the church. They add value to the ministry. They contribute to the ministry. They are nothing deters them. They are always focused. Let's move on. It is possible. It is possible. Don't worry. Don't worry. We will make it. We will reach there. Don't worry. Nothing will stop us. Nothing will stop this ministry. Nothing. We will make it. They are always encouraging. Encouraging the ministers, encouraging the pastors, encouraging, encouraging. They don't want to hear anything other than something that will add value to the ministry. They're negative. Without negative, positive cannot work. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The negative are there to keep the positive going. the negative wires, negative members, everything is negative. They say nothing good. They see nothing good. They hear nothing good about the ministry. Yet they are members. This time you meet them, hear what they are talking concerning the ministry. Negative things. You are a negative wire. Am I saying something you don't know? Why they look at me like say they say something? You don't see when you sit down your thing, JJ. Sit down your thing, JJ. Hey, Esedo. You don't hear what I did here. Hey, Esedo. You don't hear what I did here. Hey, this church. Mwah. You don't ask them, oh. You don't send for them, oh. They are always looking for you. Can I earn in the money? Can I? Come, oh. You don't hear this one? They say, now from my member, can I hear them? Everybody gather now, waiting and they talk with that. Hey. My wife just came back from a vacation. And all the members, online members, things that are happening here, issues that were happening here, that they don't even know anything concerning the issues, they blew them out to our members outside. Hey, the church is scattered. Hey, the church have turned to politics. Hey, did you hear? Did you see? Did you know? Hey, now what thing they happen with that? To weaken their faith. To weaken their faith. Some of them who will receive my wife, they started being withdrawn. And she's looking at them. What is happening? It's the ministry of negative forces. They are here. Everything here is negative, yet you are a member. Some of them, they are even intercessors. Some of them are evangelists. Some of them are give them brothers and give them sisters. Some of them are church workers. Of course, for that ministry to be effective, you must be a prominent person. Don't worry. Continue. It is part of the ministry. It will help the light to shine. You must be here. Don't go. Stay, continue. You are needed, though, so that this light of Brand Assembly Church will shine. I'm not saying it so that you will change. No. If you change, the light will not shine. I'm saying it so that the positive ones among us will identify you and not get stumbled. Nothing will drive them away. Even as they speak, so now, it will just faint small. Then begin to have life again. Can you clap for those people, those negative people? But there is something unique. Separation time is going on. There is something I observed, that it is only in Africa that when you want to plug, listen, when you want to put your plug, it is only in Africa that we still have a light plugs that you still need the top, the neutral. I hope you know what the neutral is. Oh, sorry, I don't talk positive. I don't talk neutral. Negative. Oh, sorry. I never talk. Hey. The neutral people are those. I beg. I don't want to see. I don't want to hear. I don't want to talk. I beg. Whether it's good or bad, though, I beg, leave me. I just can't serve my God. I go. I beg you. Praise God. But every one of us have a responsibility. No member of the body of Christ is redundant. You cannot say, if you have nothing to offer, you will be done away with. You have no business being here if you have no job here. You have no job. What are you doing here? You are not needed. You must be positive or negative. So, because you have nothing to add to the church, negatively or positively, that is what is time. If you go to Europe, if you travel out there, now they are no more using plug that are three. Because the motive for, praise the Lord, it is no more needed. Neutrality is no more needed. Therefore, all the plugs, there are only two mouths. The third one is not needed. Eh? Have you seen that type of plug? You just plug her inside. You don't need the other one anymore. But the neutral is still needed. Amen. The neutral is still needed. And this is a beautiful type of it. When I finish, you will ask your neighbor secretly, quietly, Abe, which group be your own? Abe, tell me which one. I want to know as I'm going to work out with you. If you are negative, talk, say I'll be negative. I'm a gossip. I'm a tattler. I'm a grumbler. Tell them. The best news you enjoy, the negative news to spread. Things that cause for division, that is what you specialize in. Something that will make a brother to fall out of fellowship with another brother. You will rush with that type of news. Something that will make a sister fall out of fellowship with another sister. That is what you specialize in. That is the type of news you love to carry. You know, I heard you say something concerning this brother. If you are a positive wire, you heard this man saying something concerning another brother, and they are all members of the church. If you are a positive, you know, if you go and tell this brother, there will be enmity between the two of them. You know what you are doing. You know the reason why you went to say it. You know the reason. I had reason to counsel my wife recently. I said, by virtue of the position we have, all manner of people are around us, my wife and I. Some think by coming to tell us some of these funny news and stories, we buy their closeness. They are quick to run. Daddy, you know what I don't hear? You see what Brother Lumide talk concerning you. And you know what? Praise God. God will help us. May God give all of us who are leaders wisdom. Do you understand? Praise the Lord. Brother Godson, Brother Soporu, Brother Wally say, Brother Isedo, you had reason to have meeting with me. And by the time, about certain happenings in the church, by the time I dissected what was happening to you, all of you, when I say, now God raised you. You mean you are aware of this? I say, I am aware. You will see a brother fighting another brother, but the person that is causing the fight is here. And nobody knows that. See the person, what they do here. That was going on in the church. And I know all of them. I saw all of them. And I was watching them. Somebody wants to humble you. For any reason, you disgraced me before. I'm looking for the time that I will get back at you. Then I hear some bad news concerning you. I will go and line up with him to add fire, to finish you. Then I am coming and pretending around here. Then I am going here. And I analyzed it to you people. I said, Osopuru. Where is Osopuru? I don't see you dance. Correct? I think you don't know, say, I'll be lawyer.
Yes,
sir. After that day.
A learned colleague.
A learned one. You say, hey? I said, God cannot make me pastor such a church without giving me some wisdom. Now, they say, a sister walked to me, Pastor, Brother Olumide slept with me. Brother Olumide, are you the only person bearing Olumide? Okay, Brother Emeka. I think plenty of people they bear Emeka now. Brother Emeka slept with me. The next thing that comes to my mind is, how many times? And the girl is telling me 4 or 5 times. Because this man, Namalam, you were fornicating. Fornicating, enjoying yourselves. Small time the brother said, you don't do again. You see another sister. I will expose you. I will tell Pastor Moses. I will expose you. Me, I go confess my own. No. I said, make I come confess. So, Pastor, I want to confess. Confess to who? Now me, you fornicate with. You be my wife? Why they can't confess to me? Who told you if you fornicate, you should go to a pastor to confess? You want to use me to settle the matter between you and Brother Emeka Abi while you are saying that I am looking at a prostitute. Even if you bring picture, you show me the video when we not do one of the sleep for each other, I will not act. If I act, you have achieved your motive. Therefore, I will not act. The two of you are fornicators. If I will act at all, the two of you, I will drive the two of you out of Right Assembly Church. The first time he did it, why you know wrong? Come meet me. Say, yesterday he tried it. In fact, he even succeeded by force. Then it's reasonable. He did it the first time, the second time, the third time. The fourth time, before you come confess. Listen, church. We will never encourage evil, but there are manipulators among us. If you are reporting a matter to me, I must establish that you just had it, you are coming straight to me. Because it may be that person you are reporting to me, you have problem and you want to. That together, when they do the thing before, when they talk that thing before, then you are now coming to me. That was what I told my wife. And I told her to be careful about what she listens whenever they report any such things to her. It is the ministry of negative brothers and sisters. Negativity. Politics. Taking place. Extreme carnality is the highest extreme of carnality that a Christian brother will set a trap for a Christian brother to fall into. That he said, I get you. I told you, don't try me. I will show you where I come from. We know where you come from. You're a tear. You're not part of the body. The hand can never fight leg. They are part of the same body. One hand suffer, the rest will suffer. One part suffer, the whole body will suffer. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And now, the neutral people are being removed now. Because you are not needed. You have nothing to supply. All neutral people, they will go. That is why now only two mouth socket gate. Because the third wire is not needed. Only negative and positive. Negative wires. Can I see your hand up? Positive wires. Can I see your hand up? Positive. Okay. Neutral. Can I see your hand up? Praise the Lord. Do you know why neutral is removed? Do you know why neutral is now being removed? It is what you see plain. Amen. Neutral was needed before. And neutral can still be needed. Amen. Hallelujah. Neutral can still be needed. When you can catch a picture of a church. I told some pastors I had to counsel. And I told him, I said, take note that the people, a pastor that was just starting his ministry, that the people that start the ministry with you, they are not there to continue with you. 99% of them, they will not be there. But God brought them there. They have a part to play. I don't know if you're understanding me. If there's any pastor hearing me now. Once you start the ministry, certain people rush. They come there and then you say, yeah, we don't get members. You never get members. So. Have you ever gone to a motor park? Have you ever gone to a motor park? There is this unique group of people that load vehicles. A particular trick they use in loading passengers inside the bus. You will hear the crowd shouting, one more chance, one more chance. One passenger going, Abuja, Abuja, one passenger going, they will point you to the bus. You are actually traveling. When you go there, maybe it is a 7-seater vehicle. You will see 6 people there. The truth is that they were hired to go and sit down there to create the impression that the vehicle is ready to take off. Who has ever met them? It's a common thing now. Eh? When you sit down, that one will come out. One more chance. As they come, see, we don't load now. We are ready to move now. We don't load. Remember, once you enter the court receipt for you, they collect the money, no refund. You must sit there. Hallelujah. I'm not talking about garage. I'm talking about ministry. Church. Go and put a tent, canopy in your street. And you and your wife, praise God. Hallelujah. From nowhere, you will see some people come and sit down. Come and sit down. Then you say, hi, God is wonderful. We have members. They are there to attract the real people that God has ordained you for. Hallelujah. After they have finished, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. After each one that comes in, another one will go. So after some time, you don't notice, why not they see this brother again? Why not they see this sister again? call him or her, he has no reason at all. He has finished his assignment. He's looking for another boss to go and sit down. Praise the Lord. Are they here now? No, this ministry is too old for that. Hallelujah. This place is too old for that. We are 21 years old now. 21 years old. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The real seed, they will stay with God. Nothing will stumble them out from Christ. Have you ever considered Job chapter 13, verse 15? That statement. He said, this is what he said, despite all his trials. What did he say? Everybody, shall we go? Though he slay me, yet will I trust him in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. He said, though he slay me, even if God will kill me through whatever I'm going through, for whatever I'm seeing, my trust in him will not be removed. Even in that, yet will I trust in him. But I will maintain my own ways before him. If you have not yet in your Christian journey come to this estate, you have not started yet. Praise the Lord. Just for everybody's information to know, in the divine agenda, we have come to a stage in Christianity as the rapture draws nearer. We are now in what we call the proving time for every seed to manifest its kind. This is the time now for the uniting time, the time where the reapers are gathering the different types of the mixture in the church of Jesus Christ. And this is a time, like Apostle Peter would say, this is a time for the dogs to go back to their vomit. Certain manifestations you begin to see in the church of Jesus Christ. The wind will continue to blow. Storm will continue to blow. So that those who are approved shall be made manifest. Only the trees that have deep roots will be able to withstand the storm that is blowing in the church of Jesus Christ. Only the Christians that are tried, like the stockfish, like the smokefish, will be preserved. Always remember that whatever experience you go through, it is to build the image of Christ in us. What is the evidence that you are a Christian? You should be able to say, like Jesus Christ said, he boasted that he came from God, he goes back to God. And he says, if you see me, you see my Father. If you say you're a Christian, we must now acknowledge, we should confidently, any given time, be able to stand and reflect Christ in our everyday life. Until you can tell everybody, if you see me, you see Christ. Unless that image is formed in you, you have not started this race. The wind will blow you off. May the Lord help us. In the name of Jesus. Can we stand up? Hymn number 67. To be like Jesus, that's our destiny. Thank you. everybody now.
From Bethlehem.
Question I answered Friday night, somebody said, can you be as perfect as God? Can God tell you to be what you cannot be? He said, be ye perfect. And he gave us the image of perfection. The image of perfection is Christ. Look at him. Hallelujah. And you will learn perfection. Praise the Lord. That should be a watchword, your prayer, every day, your house. It's not a prayer point just to pray in the church like this. It's something to consider seriously. Come, oh. Which type of Christian self am I? Am I deceiving myself? Or I've actually benefited from what God did on the cross of Calvary? Am I just a religious person? Or am I actually a Christian? I hope you know, church membership is different from the membership of the body of Christ. You may be a member of a church and Christ may not know you. So what does it profit you? All your effort serving in that ministry and you are not connected to the God that established that ministry. May God help every one of us here in the name of Jesus.